Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A second House Republican is calling for Mike Johnson to resign as Speaker. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, hard-right Republicans are growing increasingly frustrated with Johnson's proposed foreign aid package.
Kentucky Republican Thomas Massey says he asked Johnson to resign during a closed-door meeting with the GOP conference. Massey says Johnson has made too many concessions to Democrats, the latest being plans to bring forward a bill on aid to Ukraine. His comments come almost a month after Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to vacate resolution.
If she brought it up, I would vote for it, and a lot of people would.
Johnson has a razor-thin majority. If the motion to vacate comes to a vote, Johnson will likely need support from Democrats to keep the gavel. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
Seven people have now been chosen to sit on the jury in the criminal fraud case against former President Trump. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports that more than 90 potential jurors have been dismissed from the proceedings.
The process to select a fair and impartial jury is expected to take up the rest of this week, but progress was made. In total, there will be 12 jurors and 6 alternates. The jurors include a guy who works in sales, an oncology nurse, a corporate lawyer and IT consultant, a software engineer, and an educator. Former President Donald Trump, who is facing 34 felony counts, has long argued that this trial is a witch hunt and election interference. But he's also making the most of his time in New York City, leaving after court adjourned for the day to make a campaign stop at a bodega in Harlem. The jury selection process is expected to continue on Thursday, and Judge Juan Merchan has told all parties to prepare for opening statements on Monday. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. Senate has received 2 articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports that the Democratic-controlled upper chamber is not expected to spend much time on an impeachment trial.
The formality of the ritual is meant to convey the seriousness of the moment. The articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas were delivered and presented with the required proclamation message as senators sat at their desks.
All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security.
Senators will be sworn in as jurors on Wednesday, but Democrats argue the proceeding is intended for high crimes and misdemeanors, not policy disputes. They are pushing to quash the effort quickly. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. A federal appeals court has overturned West Virginia's ban on transgender athletes in girls' sports. In a 2-1 ruling, the court said the ban violates Title IX, a federal law that bars discrimination in school sports. The 2023 case was brought by 13-year-old Becky Pepper Jackson, who was kept off her middle school's cross-country track team because she was on puberty blockers. Authorities have identified the 4th victim of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse as Carlos Daniel Hernandez. As WYPR Scott Massioni reports, Hernandez's body was found in a submerged vehicle in Baltimore's Patapsco River.
Carlos Daniel Hernandez was one of 6 members of the construction crew that perished during the collapse of the bridge in Baltimore on May 26th. He was 24 years old. There are still 2 victims who have not been found. Mexican authorities identified Hernandez in a tweet on Tuesday afternoon. The ship that ran into the bridge is still on the Patapsco River while crews work on the cleanup of the debris. The National Transportation Safety Board is still working on a report on what factors caused the ship to hit the bridge. On Monday morning, FBI agents raided the ship. While the Justice Department does not confirm or deny criminal investigations, the raid is a likely indication that the FBI is opening a probe into the incident. For NPR News, I'm Scott Massioni in Baltimore.
Myanmar's military rulers have moved Aung San Suu Kyi from prison to house arrest because of excessive heat. The Suu Kyi is currently serving 20 years in prison for a range of convictions. This is NPR News.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Macmillan Audio. One of the most thought-provoking books about the Middle East, Thomas L. Friedman's From Beirut to Jerusalem, is now available as an unabridged audiobook featuring a new preface read by the author. Find it wherever audiobooks are sold.